W News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news on Friday, the 13th of November. 39 out there, crystal clear skies. Should be a beautiful, beautiful weekend before the clouds come back for the new work week, bringing a really, really good chance of rain. I'll have more on the weather after the news. Illinois lottery ticket sales dropped to their lowest point yet this year in the month of October. The same month that Illinois lottery officials announced they were delaying payouts of over $600 because of the state budget impasse. That according to data obtained by a local news outlet recently. Sales for most tickets, including instant games and Powerball, declined about $21 million, with October sales at about $215 million compared to September's roughly $236 million. The high was about $260 million back in March. The figures confirm what ticket vendors at gas stations, convenience marts, grocery stores, and liquor stores have said anecdotally for weeks about people's frustration with Illinois' budget mess. Lottery officials announced in mid-October that anyone winning over $600 would not get their money right away because the account used to pay those winnings is drying up. That followed news in late August that payouts of over $25,000 were on hold because there wasn't the authority to cut a check that big. WFIW News, time 7:16.
Have you been to the Watering Can in Albion lately? Stop by and check out our new gift items. Pillows, candles, jewelry, scarves, lanterns, wreaths, signs, tableware, and linens. Slippers, purses. Phew, you get the picture. Oh, and pictures too. Oh, and picture frames. Just stop by the can in Albion. That will be a lot simpler. Did I mention fresh flowers? I give up. Delivery every day to Albion, West Salem, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Grayville. Can't wait to see you at the can.
By now, you've probably heard about the cabinetry, countertops, flooring, and border paints available at B-Way Design and Decorating. But did you know that we also specialize in the following product lines as well? Custom window treatments, closet organization systems, custom furniture and accessories, lighting accessories, picture framing, vinyl replacement windows and railing systems, vinyl sidings, and exterior awnings. We offer professional design and installation services for both commercial and residential settings. So no matter how unique your job may be, we've got everything you need to make your project a success at B-Way Design and Decorating, 1000 East Main, Fairfield.
Now is the time to start your construction project, and Trust Bank is there to help you. Whether you're planning to build your dream home, remodel your present home, or build something just for fun, Trust Bank has the perfect loan to meet your needs. Stop by any Trust Bank location today and speak with a home lending expert about a home equity line of credit or a construction loan. From start to finish, Trust Bank is the only bank you'll ever need. Trust Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
A Carmi truck driver was injured yesterday morning when the semi he was driving ran off a rural White County road and overturned. Joshua K. Cronin, 30 of Carmi, was taken to an Evansville hospital following that 6:57 a.m. accident. According to Illinois State Police, Cronin was driving a 2004 Sterling brand truck tractor semi loaded with soybeans when he missed a curve on White County Road 1380 North at 1450 East. The truck overturned, spilling a portion of its load of beans. At this time, charges are pending as state police investigate that accident. Police were assisted at the scene by the Carmi Fire Department, White County Sheriff's Department, and the White County Ambulance Service. Fairfield Community High School varsity scholastic team captured second place in a Southern Illinois Academic Conference meet at Centralia last night. They went 3-1 on the evening. Fairfield High School defeated Edwards County, Centralia, and Mount Vernon. Their only loss came to Carbondale. Answering toss-ups for Fairfield High School were Ashley Strand with 13, Reese Everett with 8, Holden August 7. Also participating for Fairfield were Colin McDuffie, Ben Odom, Levi Belangi, Amy Chin, Andrew Hale, Leah Nobles, Jenny Odom, and Bryce Todd. Fairfield now improves to 5-6 on the year. They'll also be featured on the Scholastic High Q broadcast Sunday night, 5 p.m. on WSIU Channel 8 or WUSI Channel 16. They will be taking on Sandoval. Today's the final day to get in on the Fairfield Mulebackers Duffel Bag Raffle. Tickets may be purchased through noon today at Rustique or at this evening's Meet the Mules event. Tickets are $1 apiece, 6 for $5. The bag can be viewed on the Fairfield Mulebackers Facebook page. The drawing will take place this evening at the Meet the Mules event. Also, the Mulebackers will be selling Matt Kenny's world-famous shredded pork tenderloin and chicken breast sandwiches, chips, and drinks at this evening's Meet the Mule event. Serving will begin at 5:30 in the gym lobby and will continue till they're all sold out. You're encouraged to come out tonight and support the Winter Mules athletes. Speaking of those athletic programs, the winter sports programs at Fairfield Community High School were discussed by three FCHS coaches at the Fairfield Rotary Club's noon luncheon meeting Thursday. Tanya Conrad, in her ninth season, is head basketball coach for the Lady Mules. She told about her program and upcoming season. In his 11th year of coaching, as Mules head basketball coach Scott McElravy, stating that some height was lost from last year's team, but look for a very fast Mule squad this year. FCHS wrestling coach Don Lyons is in his fifth year coaching. Says he's excited with a large turnout of wrestlers for the season. FCHS superintendent and Rotarian Jill Fulkerson arranged for Thursday's program. WFIW News, time 7:21.
You can add just a touch of glam without going over the top with several new holiday clothing collections at Carnaby Square. Also see the new line of bamboo seamless, environmentally friendly, breathable long sleeve, V and crew neck tops in charcoal, black, chili pepper, wine, and chocolate at Carnaby. Perfect for layering with Carnaby's cardigans, vests, and scarves. You could win a $500 December shopping spree during open house weekend. Just ask how to enter today at Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield. Move your feet and dance to the beat at Tequila Sheila's in Grayville. Tequila Sheila's brings live music to Grayville every Saturday night, and there's never a cover charge. And always ice-cold beer bucket bargains, $10 pizzas, a summer sandwich menu with brats for $3.50 and cheeseburgers for $4, and drink specials. Enjoy Buck 50 Long Neck Mondays, free pool Wednesdays, free jukebox Thursdays and Fridays, 5 video gaming machines, and live music on Saturday nights in the good, clean, fun atmosphere of Tequila Sheila's in Grayville.
The Illinois Critical Access Hospital Network, also known as ICANN, recently honored Luke McDaniel, quality analyst at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, by presenting him with the ICANN Young Leader Award during the ICANN conference in Springfield. The recognition was given to Luke for being a young leader who is leading the way in improving health care at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. The award was to be given to an individual who serves as a role model, an agent of change, and health innovator who not only shapes policy but also engages others in collaboration that promotes successful outcomes through teamwork. Luke's most successful leadership program has resulted in reducing readmissions at Fairfield Memorial. As the FMH Boost Committee Chairman, Luke has successfully led the hospital to be ranked 12th out of 202 hospitals in lowest readmissions in the state of Illinois. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's program has been enhanced by a number of interventions which contributed to the reduced admission rate, including stratification of patients at high risk for readmission, the hospital's post-hospital transitional care check program, and changes in the discharge phone call program. Fairfield City Police are asking help from the public in identifying an individual, going door-to-door, asking folks to participate in some kind of survey. The suspect, a black male, was last seen driving a gray van with a sign, Human Services, painted on the side. City police say the individual may very well have a completely legitimate reason for calling on folks, but he has not registered at City Hall as required under the city's peddling ordinance. So if you spot this individual, you're asked to call the city police department so they can confirm he has a legitimate reason for calling on homeowners. Carmi City Police report the arrest Wednesday of 22-year-old Devin Chade Britton of Evansville on a charge of driving on a suspended license. Carmi Police pulled Britton's vehicle over for speeding and discovered his license was suspended. A passenger in his vehicle, Ashley L. McCleave, 27, of Evansville, was arrested for being in possession of a controlled substance. Both were booked at the City County Jail in Carmi pending the posting of bond. Well, every month, Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee who has exemplified outstanding patient care and customer service. For the month of October, Carla Dunahay, PTA, who has been with the Fairfield Memorial Hospital 17 years, has been named Employee of the Month. The Sisney High School senior class sponsoring a Big Country Roads Fish Fry tonight, 4 till 7 p.m., open to all folks. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet and carryouts available. Menu includes fried fish, chicken strips, mini shrimp, and sides. Tickets are $10 for adults, $6 for kids 4 to 12. Kids 3 and under eat free. Tickets are available for many. Sisney High School Senior or can be bought at the door tonight. City of Fairfield Water Department is wrapping up their week-long hydrant flushing job. Today they'll be flushing all the hydrants in the outlying areas. The Mount Airy Raritan Club's announced the date for its annual farm machinery consignment sale. It'll be on Martin Luther King's birthday, January the 18th, 9 a.m. at the Mount Airy Raritan Club building and grounds at Mount Airy. The consignment sale will include all types of farm machinery and equipment, ATVs, trucks, trailers, combines, livestock equipment, and other miscellaneous items. No tires will be accepted for sale. Consigned items need to be received no later than December the 20th to be listed on the big sale bill. You can call the sales manager, Steve Bass, at 838-8398 to get your item listed. Big retirement reception this afternoon for Edwards County Circuit Clerk Patsy Taylor. Today's her last day on the job. Been there about 40 years. Today's reception for Patsy Taylor, 2 to 4 at the Edwards County Courthouse. Time now to check the latest price of crude oil brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices fell $1 a barrel yesterday. And today, local refineries paying $34.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 19-year-old Mount Airy resident Tristan Wayne Atterbury died Tuesday at Siteman Cancer Center on the campus of Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis. He was a future farmer and worked on Atterbury Farms, was a 2014 Sisney High School graduate, was a member of the Sisney High School FFA. Survivors include his mother, Christy Atterbury, and significant other, Seth Rickard of Alney, father, Jason Atterbury of Mount Airy, a sister, Kenna Atterbury of Alney, grandparents, Gary and Sharon Atterbury of Mount Airy, Carl and Robin Waddles of Clay City, Tom and Debbie Watson of Texas, and Uncle Darren Atterbury of Mount Airy, and cousins, Austin, Dustin, and Amber. A celebration of life service for Tristan Atterbury will be 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the home of Jason and Tristan Atterbury at Mount Airy, the burial in Scott Cemetery. Visitation 10 a.m. till the time of service Saturday at their home. Memorials may be made to the Tristan Atterbury Scholarship Fund and will be accepted at the Hosselton Funeral Home of Sisney, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Edith Marie Gibbs, 89, of Carmi, died Wednesday at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmi. A member of the First Baptist Church in Carmi, she was their pianist. Survivors include sons Galen Gibbs of Salem, Charles D. Gibbs of Carmi, a daughter Betty Ruth Stokey of Carmi, grandchildren Tanya Moore of Chicago, Lisa Marie Gibbs of St. Louis, Lola Christy McLaren of Jonesboro, Arkansas, and great-grandchildren Ryan Stokey, Christopher and Trey Smith, Leon Stokey, Mason and Shelby, as well as Carson Stokey, Reuben Ford Spiegel, Emma Grace Elam, and two step-great-grandchildren and in-laws, Rosemary Gibbs, Catherine McCroy, and Zelma Gibbs. Services for Edith Marie Gibbs will be 1 o'clock Sunday at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Burial in the Oddfellow Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation will be 5 to 7 Saturday evening at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Memorials may be made to the White County senior citizens and will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Graveside services for Willa Eleanor Moore, 92, formerly of McLeansboro, will be 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association and will be accepted at Golson's in McLeansboro. Funeral services for 41-year-old McLeansboro resident David Leslie Wilson, Jr. will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial then at 3 p.m. Saturday at Elmwood Cemetery in Flora. Visitation will be 5 to late tonight at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to a college fund for David's daughter, Victoria, and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services for Carol Barbary, 90 of Fairfield, will be 1 o'clock Saturday at the Life Fellowship Church of God in Fairfield, burial in Richland Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 a.m. till the time of service Saturday at the Life Fellowship Church of God in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Life Fellowship Church of God in Fairfield and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. A celebration of life service for Gene Goble, 87 of West Salem, will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation will be 5 to 7 tonight at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the Richland Memorial Hospital ICU Medical Surgical Unit or the West Salem American Legion. Envelopes will be provided at the church. The Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
Dad, I noticed that every time I call, you and Mom are eating cereal for dinner. Are you sure you're getting the proper nutrition you need to stay healthy?
Well, probably not. But as your mom and I have grown older, we just don't always feel like cooking, and we can't afford to eat out all the time.
Well, I just heard that Fairfield Memorial Hospital opened their new kitchen and dining room, and I saw on Facebook that their meals are quite affordable. I mean, maybe you and Mom could catch a nutritious meal a few times a week. I mean, the hospital is open every day for breakfast from 6 to 8:30, lunch from 10 to 1:30, and even dinner from 6 to 8.
You're probably right, son. My morning coffee buddies have eaten at the hospital. They say the food is excellent. I'll treat your mom to dinner tomorrow night at Fairfield Memorial Hospital.
Oh, Dad, that makes me feel much better. I mean, living so far away. You know, Fairfield Memorial Hospital has been a blessing even for nutritional emergencies.
Good morning. Here are the local sports scores from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk in junior high girls basketball last night. New Hope defeated Sisney 47-24, also took the JV. McLeansboro defeated Fairfield 32-21, also took the JV. And it was Edwards County over Wayne City 39-18. They also won the JV. Junior high boys last night, it was Sisney over Olney, 61-28. Sisney also won the JV. Fairfield defeated Flora 42-36. Flora won the JV game there. Jeff over Allendale 32-22. They also won the JV. And New Hope defeated Mount Vernon St. Mary's 60-24 over at the Summersville shootout in Summersville. Tonight's on the schedule, junior high girls basketball. St. Joe Olney is at Sisney tonight. Junior high boys basketball at 6 p.m. Albion is at New Hope. Summerville shootout tonight. It'll be the boys at 4:15 from Jasper taking on Field. High school volleyball this morning. Class 1A state tournament at Redbird Arena in Normal at 9 o'clock. Clay City takes on Cessna Park at 10:30. It's Eastland Lanark versus Kewaunee Weathersfield. Also tonight, a couple of meet the teams nights. Meet the Mules. Team introductions start at 6. The food service begins at 5:30. And also meet the Fighting Lions tonight. Pictures start at 5:15 with scrimmaging starting at 6:45. They will have food there as well. And also admission is a non-perishable food item. Taking a look at major scores from last night. In the NFL, Buffalo defeated the Jets 22-17. In the NBA, Miami over Utah 92-91. Golden State rolled over Minnesota 129-116, and the Phoenix Suns defeated the Clippers 118-104. In the NHL last night, St. Louis lost at New York. The Rangers beat the Blues 6-3. It was New Jersey over Chicago 3-2. Colorado over Boston 3-2. Vancouver fell to Ottawa 3-2 as well. Washington over Philadelphia 5-2. It was Dallas over Winnipeg 6-3. Los Angeles defeated the Islanders 2-1. Also, it was Toronto over Nashville 2-1 in a shootout. Arizona got by Edmonton 4-1. Tampa Bay over Calgary 3-1. Buffalo defeated Florida 3-2. And Minnesota in overtime knocked off Carolina 3-2. In Bowl Subdivision play football last night, NCAA football. Virginia Tech defeated Georgia Tech 23-21, and South Alabama over Louisiana Lafayette 32-25.
And that is time to check the Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high 55, clear tonight, chilly down to 31, sunny Saturday 60 the high, sunny Sunday 62, and then rain likely Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, high around 56 Monday, 66 Tuesday, down to 63 for a high on Wednesday, 60 the high yesterday. 37 our low this morning, and at 7:34 under sunny skies, it's 41. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Prices are falling in every department.